Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Ciao, Bella Gigliola.
No, literally, I'm not coming home. Like, I'm just not. I live here
now. I just
now.
Have to say, I looked at your Instagram and I'm like, she is an Italian travel blogger now. And we've lost her.
I do want to say, though, the gigglers, such class. Because yeah. The amount of gigglers I've met in the country of Italy is insane. Yes.
Just vacationing.
My dad flabbergasted. He's like, they listen to your podcast. Like, I think my dad thinks our podcast is like this hobby that we have, which it totally is.
Totally is.
But also we've like based our whole lives around this podcast.
So, yeah.
And so he's just like, that's. He literally says, holy mackerel, whatever that means.
Oh my God, that's such a dad term. Oh boy, oh boy. This reminds me of when I went to Puerto Rico and I found a giggler in the middle of a forest. Yeah.
I'm just like, oh my God, are we international? I mean, everyone's from America, but like.
No, this is an international podcast.
Yeah.
I've only been to Italy once when I was 16 for a tennis tournament. So I cried the whole time, obviously.
Right.
But it still like was by far the best vacation. I mean, it wasn't a vacation trip I've ever been on. Where are you? Can you tell the gigglers what it's like to be an Italian princess?
Yes, I will. It is quite hard, but I'm managing it. I will say I'm going to do a whole post of recommendations of like where I stayed and where I went to dinner because it is. Mm-hmm. When you're going on a trip, I feel like so many people are like, oh my God, you have to go here and you have to go there. And like, you must do this. And then like, when you get here, everything sounds the same. Like every restaurant is like, la vatita, la la la. And you're just like, wait, what? Like,
I would freeze. I would freeze and order a cheeseburger. I would freak out.
I'm like freaking out. So I will do a post of like every recommendation that I have. Mm-hmm. What was the question?
Where are you?
Okay.
Where are
you? So I'm in Capri. That's how you pronounce it. Capri. Also
not
known,
Capri, like no. Capri Sun.
Also known as the birthplace of Capri Sun. I'm in Capri for 4 days. Then we are going to a town called Ravello. And then we are going to a town called Positano.
Yes. So okay. How did it feel when authentic Italian pasta touched your lips?
I know that this is a health and wellness podcast. really, we just are lactose intolerant and we try to figure out ways to not be lactose intolerant without, you know.
Stopping eating dairy.
Right. Without stopping eating lactose. It makes you realize just how shitty food is in America not because of the taste, because I will say that like I've been eating dinners here and I'm like, this is really good, but there are restaurants in New York City that like it's equally as good. Like, we do have great restaurants in New York,
Mm-hmm. The one difference I will say is after eating a bowl of pasta here, there's no bloat. There's mm-hmm. no bloat. There's no feeling of like, oh my God, I just ate so much. Like mm-hmm. you feel like you're doing something good for your body eating your midday mm-hmm. pasta. I'm like, I have to take mm-hmm. my vitamins. Like, and that is gluten.
Like, I remember they gave me like a chunk of Parmesan cheese with yeah. like a little prosciutto.
Yep.
And I was like, this is my vegetables for the day.
Their breakfast here, meat and cheese.
It's like cake.
Meat and cheese and cake. And I'm just cake, like, yeah. I'm down with it. Like, okay, don't tempt me.
How are the people? How are the authentic Italian okay. people?
This is also another very funny observation. So I have gone to like a few different countries before, and I always feel like so ignorant as an American going to different countries because I'm like, I don't know the language. I can't even pretend to know the language. And like, you feel like almost like inadequate because I feel like every other country, they know their language and they also know English. And we just yep. come there and we're like, you don't know English? Like, you know, the Italian people are very nice. I will say they are very nice, but there are some people like at the restaurants and stuff that like aren't that friendly. And so yeah. I was sitting there the one day and I was talking to my mom and I was like, you know what I've realized? Like they're not like overly friendly. Like at the hotel they are, but like certain restaurants they're not. And then I sat there and I was like, wait, but like neither am I. And I'm Italian. And so then I was like, actually, I'm down with it. Like, be rude to me. I get it.
I think and Italians are just real as fuck. And like they yeah. can't hide their emotions.
Yeah.
Like when they're excited, they're excited. When they're angry, they're angry. They're passionate mm-hmm. people. I love mass stereotyping. What was this like shoe guy that you okay. had in your story?
So Capri, I guess, is also known for like their shoes, which
okay.
I am down with. And somebody told me this before I came and I was just like, okay, like that's so like what a random thing. But like every other store, you can go in, you pick like the color leather you want and like the gems that go on it. They measure your foot and then they make the shoes right there. Like they make them for you. So I
Paige is like, for anyone who's talked shit about me wearing fast fashion, I watched a guy literally make a shoe with his bare paws.
Literally. And so I went, I bought three pairs. I bought two pairs for myself and one pair for my mom. And my I took out my card and I paid and then I got the card back and I was like, oh, fuck. I just put that on the Giggly Squad account.
And you're so, going to jail. So I'm reporting
like,
you.
No, immediately I was like, that's literally embezzlement. Like I just took funds from my work account and bought shoes on them. And I started like freaking out. And my dad was like, can't you just text Hannah and say that you accidentally used the card and you'll like deposit money next week? And I was like, oh yeah. But I like immediately thought I was going to jail. It's like now that I have to go so to Italian funny. Jail.
I do have to let you know something. Since you've been gone, stuff has been changing around here.
Yeah, what's going on?
I posted this Amazon top that's $33. That is, I mean, it's gorgeous. And the internet subtly blew up. Like, yeah. not full blow up, but, like, it was a subtle blow up. And Not Skinny, Not Fat, Amanda Hirsch, mm-hmm. posted that she bought the top that I posted. So I felt like I wanted to tell you before you mm-hmm. found out from someone else before you got back.
That's fine. That's totally fine because I...
It means I'm a fashion right. influencer. Right. And I don't want you to feel like I'm stepping on like your toes because no. I'm obviously like we have different styles. But
right.
Amanda basically like she DM'd me and she was like, Paige who? And I was like, oh my God, don't speak about my friend like that. But you're right.
It's so weird though because I have a spot Saturday night. And it's like a really good spot at the stand. And it's not like done yet because I'm just like using it to like test my material.
Yeah, yeah.
So like if you want to come, that's totally fine. But like okay. it's not, it's like a working set.
Yeah, you're just working on material. Yeah. Do you have a special lined up?
I really rather not say.
Okay. One, because so I don't. Do.
Yeah.
So you do. So you.
I mean, okay. I might be talking to Netflix, just like, but I don't. I wanted to tell you first.
Dude, oh my god.
No, but seriously, also, anyone that shits on me for like posting Amazon clothes, it's just like, but it's the fucking best. Like every pair of sunglasses that I have been wearing on vacation, Amazon.
Some people can't afford Italian leather makers.
So yeah, sorry that I can't fly to Capri every time I want a new pair of shoes.
And I don't like Paige. If you look, she doesn't only do fast fashion now. She does stuff that we can't afford. So I hope you guys are happy now.
No, literally, you guys bullied me into spending my whole paycheck on like expensive shit.
Yeah, I know. And I love being a conscious consumer. I really do. However, I watched this thing on Netflix called Rotten. And it basically explains like the whole chocolate industry is basically based on slavery in like West Africa. No, like they don't pay the farmers. Every chocolate bar is you like basically feeding into slavery.
Stop it.
Like water bottles, bad. Avocados, bad. Sugar, bad.
Wait, why are avocados bad? I've been saying that for years, but
I didn't watch the episode, but like I think they treat it like drug money. And like there's like cartel wars about it. That could be false information.
I'm
but like
so against avocados. It's like it's not even funny.
I've never seen you eat an avocado. What did they do to you?
I think they're disgusting. Like, look, I love a guacamole dip. I love guacamole. But that is so different from like putting it on your sandwich. I think that like it ruins so many good sandwiches.
I do have to say eggs with just like cut up avocado on top, the two textures, see you in small claims court. Do you know when you're like eating eggs and then they start to taste too much like eggs?
I know what you're, yes, I know. It's get like that with, yes, with hard boiled eggs. Sometimes I'm like, this is so eggy. But like it makes also, sense.
You ever like eat a salad with chicken in it and the chicken just tastes too much like chicken?
Okay, I've never felt that because I love chicken, but you do have a weird relationship with some types of meats. I know that about you. You do.
And she's referring to men.
You do get sick of certain meats.
So are we doing like a giggly Salami Squad takes Italia or like a giggly squad tour in Italy? Like what's the plan? Where do we go from here? Because I feel like this is part of who we are, is Italy.
Wait, want to know something funny? A giggler sent me Britney Spears's like a wedding photo where it was like Madonna, Paris Hilton, Selena Gomez, and they're like, why is this giving me Salami Squad vibes?
I know, I was kind of like, come for someone else's brand.
Yeah,
I was like
Hannah being compared to Britney Spears as a bride is so spot on.
People are being mad, like saying stuff about Britney, like why is her hair messy or whatever. And I'm like, let her live. Like I spent 3 years on a reality show, people saying I didn't shower. Like let the girl
let her have
sweat
a
little bit.
Yeah, let her have a day.
Let her have pores. I was going to ask you, there's so much going on with this Britney Spears wedding. Do you have any opinions? Have you been keeping up with it? Or are you just busy with ravioli?
I'm going to tell you something. I have only looked at my phone to take videos of myself and my scenery. I haven't looked at anything else or like I saw that I did see that her ex-husband like broke into her home, which like I didn't hate. It's like,
oh my god, I got like mad that no one broke into my home on my wedding day.
As someone who wants to hire a person to object during my wedding just for the drama, I like didn't hate it, you know.
But what's funny is we're like, Jason Alexander is the one that does that. I'm like, you were 90 days, bitch. Like I want Kevin Federline. I want Justin Timberlake.
That's who I thought like, it fine. Was I thought it was K-Fed. I was like, wait, I want someone that's like who was married, like who was in love with her.
I mean, but it's like what we talk about in Giggly Squad. Sometimes the relationships that hurt you the most are the ones you never fully got.
Yes.
Because you've made up in your head what your life could have been. Yes. When the ones you dated for 3 years, you're like, yeah, I know what it was like.
No,
there
you're
were
like,
good times, there were bad times.
I've
but it's
cried,
not like a fun drug.
I've cried more over like a 2 week thing than someone I dated for like a full year. I was like, good riddance, but this guy, like, we could have had something.
I've cried over guys I haven't met. Guys who I just saw across the bar.
I go home and you're like, I love him.
No, like I'm currently in a fight with Jack Harlow because I just think it's like it's taken too much time for him to DM me. So like we're fighting, but yeah. I get it.
I actually never talked about on Giggly Squad, and I don't want to say the man's name, but I feel like I have to tell them about how I would say he's an A-list singer.
Oh my God. Do you want to know why we never said anything? Because it was like pre-nuptials, like, and I'm not talking pre, it was like 3 days. It was like bad taste
for me to bring it up.
It was
actually right before my bachelorette.
Yes.
Dez is in Ireland with like his 7 families. Yeah. I'm sitting there being a good fiance, petting butter, planning my wedding. And when I tell you 97% of the people that follow me on Instagram are women, it is.
Yeah.
I don't really get DM slides. Also, like, people know I'm taken, I feel like.
Yeah.
But Dez and I have been posting a lot. That's why, like, people started spreading rumors that we broke up and stuff. But, like, Dez and I were kind of like, let's take a break from, like,
social media. Public,
like, entertaining people with our, like, relationship status. So, and then the wedding happened. That went out the window. I got a DM.
I feel like I need slide. A jump. I need a drum roll.
Like a slide, you guys, from a A-list singer.
I mean, A-list.
Like when I told my mom, she was like, how much do you like Dez? And I was like,
I literally, when you texted me the screenshot, after looking back on it, I feel like, I don't know if that was like I was being a good friend or a bad friend, but I was like, wait, what do we do? And like, that was a serious question.
Like, no, it was one of those things that like this DM changes your life. Like you're moving to LA.
Yeah. You're moving to LA. Are we going on the Bachelorette or do we, like what's going on?
It was right before the Bachelorette. So I get a DM from him and it said, I like you.
Yeah. So it wasn't just like a DM that was like, hey, something, or like, hey, I saw this video, it's so funny, or like, hey, this is a funny tweet or something.
That it was like, you're my next girlfriend.
Yeah.
That was like, do you want to date me for 2 months and take some paparazzi photos? Like, that's what that was.
Absolutely.
And I was not in that mindset. And I looked, and it was so funny because I didn't click on it. Mm-hmm. And I showed my mom, and my mom was like, what? And she clicks on it. I'm like, Mom!
Story that you now have just left this man unseen, and then you were like, I'm married, like, and then you got married like 4 days later.
I'm gonna respond. I had, part of me was like, I'm gonna respond, this is funny, but then I realized like, you're a fiance, this isn't like, if I had a boyfriend, 1000% I'm responding. I'm just like figuring it out, like, for my career. But I do have to say, and I'm not gonna say his name because honestly, like, who knows, I don't want to cause any drama, but he's like not my type.
We're not going to say.
I'm not going to say his name.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay.
Giancarlo.
I was just going to say, for the gigglers, we just have to say it's not Jack Harlow. Like,
it's not Jack Harlow. It's not Jack Harlow. Wait, I'll give them like, he's not Jack Harlow, but he like kind of like, he's young.
He's like an Ed Sheeran vibe, I would say.
Okay. Cuter than Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I'm saying in terms of not looks. I'm saying in terms of social status and like music.
Yeah, he's not a rapper. He's a singer. He like actually is not as young as he looks. But yeah, he's like sexy voice.
Yeah. But how many people though?
Did he DM that day?
How many people do you think that like are about to get married, and this is like celebrity or not, who are about to get married, and then someone like says one thing to them and they completely like run away?
I think it happens a lot, and I think it's there's like a lot of pressure right before. And a lot of people in your ear, and you just realize the momentous decision you're making. Like, saying you want to date a guy is literally nothing.
Right.
Even an engagement, if it's like a private engagement, not like public, it's like, get out if you can, you know?
I also realize that I am, if you need a friend that you want to get out of your marriage or your relationship, like, call me, because my mind immediately goes there. Like, one of my girlfriends texted me the other day and she was like, when am I getting engaged? And I was like, I don't know. And she was like, well, I know. She was like, no, I know that you know. And I was like, I really don't know. But I do know that we have time, if you want to get out of it, to move you to a different country and change your name. Like, and I was like fully serious. And she's like laughing about it. But in my mind, I was like, but if you want out, like, we can get out.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes I feel like people date, and then they're like, oh, it's eventually time to get engaged.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait a second, this is not what I want for me. So ladies, like, get out of your engagements. Like, get out if you want.
Break off your engagements and move to Italy. I will say the men here, it's on a different level. Like, even like just like the taxi drivers. I'm like, the taxi drivers don't look like this in New York City. Let me tell you.
They're your type. They're your type.
To a motherfucking T. Like, Italy is just, it's just my vibe.
Are the hand movements as good as I imagine?
No, they're not. I feel like America really dramatizes like who the Italian people are, but and I'm not totally sure, but I think that an Italian man insulted me this morning. But I'm not
which
sure.
I kind of love.
Yeah, I was like, wait,
I'm turned on.
I was like, are we dating? Like, he was driving this like little tractor thing that they drive up and down the hills to like take people's luggage, and I'm pretty sure that he called me stupid or a cunt, and I'm not sure which one. But I was like in his way.
Which one do you prefer?
I kind of love that he like called me a cunt, because we are in Europe, you know, so like you can say that here and people like don't get mad. But he
you
said
in his way,
if anyone in is a giggler who speaks Italian, he said like duce like conto or something, and I was just like, I think that man just called me like a dumb cunt.
Wait, was he hot?
No, he was not at all. But I was like, oh my god, hey. Sorry, like, you're like, no, wait, my mistake for being in your way.
Am I changing my Instagram handle?
My dad was like, I think he just called you something really bad. I was like, yeah.
Oh my god.
I was like, dad, I've done reality TV, don't worry about it.
So funny. I also, but back to my man.
Oh yeah.
I thought the response I should do, if you were engaged and he DM'd you, what would you have done?
I mean, he's not my type. He's not my type. But it's funny because my mom saw, I don't know where she saw it. She had to have seen it on like E! News or something. Saw that this man, this is years ago, this man was on Raya. Mm-hmm. And I don't think my mom knows how dating apps work, because she was like, he's on Raya, you can date him. And I was like, it's not just like a club that like if you're on it, you can also like, you have to like come across them. And so he's not my type, but I've watched interviews of him. He has a great personality and he seems like he's very nice.
I was like, shoot, I want to get him on my podcast. But then I just like froze. And then I was like, would it be funny if at my bachelorette, I sent him a video like from my bachelorette. And then now I'm thinking about it. I could have totally been like, oh my God, I just got married, but like I'll hit you up like for the next one or something.
That actually
but,
like, I would don't be even, funny.
I know, but I don't even want to dip my toe. You know?
Because you don't want to bring that energy, even though it's like a harmless, meaningless like DM back that's like that we're joking.
Yeah.
You don't even
I already
want
have one
to like,
guy that like
have that energy.
I do have one rapper that I'm like basically dating, like we've never met.
Yeah.
Lil Romeo. Romeo yeah. Miller.
Oh, I actually did know that.
We DM like a little too much.
Yeah.
Every now and then he sends me a photo from his hotel room.
Sometimes we have sex, but it's nothing. So, like,
every now and then he just trips into my vagina and I'm like, Romy. But yeah, Romeo Miller and I love that.
But here's the thing. We can joke about this because we are both in relationships that like Listen, Craig pisses me off about so much shit, and he like really gets on my nerves sometimes. But I know for a fact that like that man would never cheat on me. He would never even like text a girl, and I know that I would also never do that to him. And you and Des are the exact same in that. So like, also, we can joke about it.
If our mans did, you don't think Page Six would be on that immediately?
That's the other thing. Like, if they ever did.
The Gigglers would be in my DMs.
I would book a flight to Capri and start dating the taxi driver I met last night. Like, I would be fine.
I feel like this has opened up a new journey for you because you've been traveling a lot, but not internationally. I mean, Bahamas was like quasi. It had, do you want to travel more?
I will say it is a hassle getting here because it is an island. So like it was a 7-hour flight. Then we had to drive 2 hours from Rome to Naples. Then you have to get on a 40-minute ferry to Capri. Then you have to take like a trolley like up from like the bottom of Capri to like the top where we're staying at our hotel. Like,
that is so much admin. I'm literally getting that right now.
My mom was in the airport and she had printed out our itinerary and she's like doing all these things. And she's like, this is
what my mom does.
Yeah. She was like, this is like a MapQuest. Literally. She's like, this is a lot. And I'm like, why do you think Hannah hates admin? She's like, I hate admin.
No, so I can't be in a relationship or a friendship with someone who's like not either really good at directions or just like calls the Uber all the
time. I'm very good at directions.
I know. That's why we're good together. Des, literally, I don't know where I'm at ever. And he just, he directs me by like pushing my butt. He'll be like, yeah.
How adorable.
And we're like across the tree from our apartment. And he's like that way.
I also will say this is a great, if you're just getting married or you're like planning your honeymoon, this is a phenomenal couples vacation, but it's the perfect honeymoon because it's not
romantic.
It's so romantic. There's so much like leisure things to do during the day, and it's not like a party scene. Like I think there are clubs here, but it's not like there's a downtown or there's like, and it's not like it's an island where all there is to do is like go to the beach. Like you can go shopping. You can go on like boat trips. You can go to different islands.
Is it very crowded?
It depends on what time of year you go. So I think that like there's definitely a lot of people, but I feel like.
Because I don't like people.
Yeah. I feel like if you go in the very beginning of the summer and the very end, like the beginning of fall, it's great. But in the middle of the summer, I think it gets like super crowded here.
Is Capri where everyone takes those really cool videos where you're like on a boat under like the big like mountain things? Like, are you guys going on a boat?
We are going on a boat. We're taking a boat from Capri. Sorry, I'm in Italy. Capri to Ravello. Capri.
Okay.
So where it's like the big hill and all. It almost looks like Hollywood Hills, but like way better where the houses are like in the hill. Yeah.
Also, I noticed your dad is taking incredible photos. Was he a photographer in a past life?
No, he gets it. He gets the shot every single time and he only takes like 10. And the other day I had my mom.
You're Gary Sr. Who would have thought?
My mom was doing it and my dad walked over and he was like, no, no, I got it. And he like, he's like, got
I
the
know
shot.
How my baby looks like a model, okay? She's my model.
Today at the pool.
Put your chin up.
Today at the pool, I was like, here's my vision. And he listens to me. He's like, okay, okay. And I'm like, so I'm going to need you to hold the phone above your head and just know where the button is. And he goes, okay. He got it without looking at the screen. And I was like,
this is the problem. I know, like, how are you going to
get married?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Like, that man is such a treasure. And he puts the bar so fucking high. Like, Craig, you need to be studying. You need to be
training. It's just, I've also had a lot of one-on-one time with my dad this trip, which like rarely happens. And it's quick. Mm-hmm. It's like when we're waiting for my mom to like get ready.
When we're just wondering where mom is. Yeah.
Just like that's like every other question. It's like, where do you think she is?
Where's mom?
And it's just been so nice and like lovely. And it's, I really recommend going on like a family vacation when you're an adult. Like I kind of wish Bravo filmed this.
Paige goes to Italy.
Oh my god. My dad with her family? My dad would be the star of the show. He has asked some of the funniest questions that I've ever heard. First being like, does everyone have a passport? And I was like, pretty much everyone has a passport. He's like, crazy. And then we get here and there's like a lot of people and he's like, no one works. Everyone's just, because like my dad doesn't take vacations. Like they don't go on vacation.
Yeah.
And he's just like flabbergasted that like.
Well, siestas are a real thing in Italy, right?
I don't think.
Oh, wait, not the word siesta. But basically when I went to Italy, nothing was open between 12 and 4 because of their lunch break.
No, I think it's different here because this is such a vacation destination.
Yes. Yeah, like we were in like a local area and we needed like a tire fix or something. And they were like, we're coming back at 4. And we were like, when do you work?
I will say it is a, like when you ask for the check at dinner, you're sitting there for another 30 to 40 minutes. And it's just, my dad has like almost lost his mind. He's like, what do we have to ask for him when we're eating? Like, what? They do. I mean, they live life. Like they just, they live.
Yeah, you're on island time, but I also do want gigglers to understand Paige and I have an abnormally close relationship with our families.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I feel like most family vacations could, like, people wouldn't speak ever again. Like, could be people's worst nightmare.
People get so triggered by each other, but I, like, and I get that. Like, oh, trust me, there are times where I'm just like, shut up, like, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
But it's also, you have to think of it in like such different terms. Like one day it's not just going to be the four of us anymore. Mm. And that was what my mom like really wanted to go on this trip for. Cause she was like, one day, like I'm not going to be able to go on vacation with just like my husband and my two kids. Like you guys are going to have families. Yeah. And so like, it was kind of like a trip like that. And I had never been to Italy. And I knew that my first time that I went, I wanted it to be with my family rather than like a significant other, because I didn't want to think back on the first time I was there and think of like some random ass boyfriend. That's why I've never let a boyfriend buy me a Chanel bag either. Mm. Because I don't want to ever look at that. Look at my, what you're will like, be my favorite
fine,
bag.
But
other
designer
is fine, but no, seriously, not
Wait,
Chanel.
Wait, you are so Samantha Jones right now.
Samantha Jones, really? Oh, yeah, when she gets that ring.
The ring.
Yeah.
I also feel like when you're with your family, they know you more than anyone. And like you can just be so yourself. Again, there are some families where there might be like drama where like they're projecting their own shit onto you and that's some bullshit.
Yes.
But like I guess like I feel lucky that my family just like knows me.
I mean, let's call it what it is. There has been dinners on this trip where I've looked at my brother and been like, you're projecting onto me. And like, have used those exact words.
You go, you can talk to her like that. You can't talk to me like that.
I'm like, please.
I'm obsessed. We want to do this with Sicily, except unfortunately, my brother is selfish and he married and impregnated someone. So
right.
Like,
so you have to wait for the baby to
Or we
come.
Could just be like, sir, you and your baby aren't invited.
I will say this is a very hard trip. I was looking at moms that had babies and I was just like, oh my God, you must be exhausted. Oh. This is a very hard trip to take a baby on because the time difference is so drastic when you're traveling here. And there is so much like, in terms of travel, like dealing with your bags, I couldn't imagine, like I treat my carry-on as if it is my child. I'm like, my face products
and
are in
here. And
you
lost your carry-on about 6 times this year, so I don't know what that says.
So like, it's not great. I'm like, my skincare is in there. I need this with me at all times. So I couldn't imagine like a baby.
But you're doing 2 weeks, which is really good to not feel like you just got there and then you're already like packing and traveling.
Yeah.
I do have to say there's an amazing giggler who works for her campus who had recommended me and you to talk on it.
Stop.
It was like a, but you're in Italy.
Oh, that's the one. It's in New York. What's it called? The Her.
It's called Her Conference, yeah. But Her Campus is basically, it's all these like younger girls out of college, and they wanted me to talk on like my career, like carving my own career, and I was just talking about like getting fired all the time.
Yeah.
But it was so powerful, and I started off, and I was basically like, think of the job that you think society wants you to have, your parents want you to have, you think you should have.
Yep.
And then I go, okay, think of the job that, like, is your fucking dream.
Yeah.
That, like, gets you excited.
Mm-hmm.
And some girl, she raised her hand, and she was like, my dream job is to be a travel blogger. And I was like, okay, and what's your job right now? And she's like, I did study neurology, and I am a doctor.
Stop. And then, no fucking way.
And then this other girl was like, I want to be a writer. And I was like, absolutely, let's do it. Easy peasy. I go, what do you do right now? And she's like, I am on a... doing hedge funds on Wall Street. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. So a bunch of girls quit their investment banking jobs.
Good for them.
To become writers.
Oh, I love
and
that.
Then I also told everyone to break up with their boyfriend.
As you should. As we well, should. Like,
I related it to like dating. I was like, jobs in your early 20s is like dating. You're taking in research. Yep. But there's just so many badass women that are like, okay, I showed I could be an investment banker, but like I hate it and I want to be a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, whatever made you special to get into investment banking, you're going to be that special and you're writing stuff. And afterward, like, it was so powerful. I love talking to them, but I literally spoke to the president after. I'm like, I think everyone just quit their investment banking job, and I don't know if I should have this kind of power. And then I realized
the stock market crashes.
I'm a cult leader. I made everyone stop talking to their families. I cut their families, their boyfriends, their careers. They now work for me. They now work for Giggly Squad.
So Dope Documentaries was really just you doing research. And you just literally the stock market crashes and it's your fault because you've started this cult.
These young women, mm-hmm, staring at me on stage, the power I felt, it was dangerous. I could see how I could have gone there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Hey, Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. I started reading a book.
Are you okay? Did something happen?
So I was on TikTok and like, I don't know how the fuck I've gotten on this TikTok algorithm of like manifesting. Well, I do.
Yeah.
I'm a witch.
You started
Yeah. I search for it. So I searched a hashtag manifest and I'm like, I don't know how. But I started watching this TikTok about this guy and he was like talking about this book. And I was like, fuck it. I'm an iPad girl now. Like, I'm downloading this book. It's called The 10 Secrets of Awakening. The author's name is Nick. I think it's pronounced Z, Z-E-I or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. Not that it's like life changing. I was telling my mom about it and she was like, so you're reading a self-help book? And I was just like, not the point. It's not self-help, but it's basically what you're just talking about. Like, you can actually have any job you want. It's the way that you're looking at the world. And like, it teaches you that your soul, if you think of your life as a video game, and that society is actually what tells you that you have like one or two choices, when in reality, you have an infinite amount of choices. You just think that you don't, because society and how you grow up and like the way people live their lives around you, they make you believe that you can either do this or you do this. But it really is supposed to change your perspective on like life and how you make decisions and how like everything is connected in the world. So like, if you want something, you can get it. It's just you have to take the steps to get it. Yes. And it's just like really has been changing my fucking life. And it's not like a long book whatsoever. I'm like halfway through it and I like read it at night.
On like my there's a lot of pictures. Yeah.
There's an audio version. No, I don't think there is. But and like I read it on my iPad and I fall asleep like that. And so it's also good for like sleep wellness.
Yeah. No, I love that so much. But something that I struggled with is also knowing which voices are actually you. Because, you know, growing up, like society's voices are so strong. Like all the media's voices are so strong. Coaches telling me stuff. My parents telling me stuff. So I had to figure out like which voices were anxiety versus which voices is actually me. Like your anxious side is like, you need this job for money. Yep. You're not going to be able to make it. Or like you need to get this many followers for people to respect you or whatever. And then you're like, oh, wait. Little girl Hannah, 5-year-old Hannah never wanted this. Yep. What does 5-year-old Hannah want? And sometimes I go back to that girl who like loved painting and like mm-hmm. loved being silly and like telling everyone to shut up so I could give speeches. Like,
yep.
It's not a and that girl was before all the influences came on her to be like, you need to look like this, sound like
they
this,
basically say like this. A coincidence is not a real thing. Like if you think about someone and then a couple days later that person calls you, that's not a coincidence. That is literally the universe aligning you in a certain direction. And like nothing really is a coincidence.
I do want to let people know we are not high. We're not high.
And I'm going to take this a little further. Damn self.
She's like, I'm high on Parmesan, bitch. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've been literally snorting Parmesan cheese at dinner, okay?
Oh my God, that's amazing. Okay, so I am not high, but there's this thing called like, there's an afterlife death thing on Netflix that I started watching where they talk about near-death experiences.
Yes.
And I have to like, wait. You guys,
I would fucking love to watch this.
Dude, oh my God. The next one is about mediums and psychics. And then
I think that I'm amazing. A psychic. I am a psychic. Like,
Paige, I know you are. That's why I took it a plan B after I had sex on my wedding. Because you told me I was going to have a baby.
Yes, I literally, there was going to be a point in my life where I actually hone in on my psychic abilities because my psychic says if I really just want to do it, I can do it. But I'm too scared, which I am. Yeah. But I'm
well,
going
you
to.
Also... sometimes okay, we're getting a little deep, but sometimes I feel like you deal with anxiety and depression because you're blocking
my psychic abilities. I think so too.
You're blocking and or like you're getting stuff that you don't know how to handle and you just get overwhelmed.
Yeah. There was a meme the other day that I saw that couldn't have been more me. And it was like, you can't trick an overthinker because I knew you were going to do this because I've thought about every scenario and what you were going to do. And I already know this. And I was like, wow.
Paige, this documentary is called Surviving Death on Netflix. And it's a 6-part series that I haven't gone through, but it's about psychic mediumship, life after death, and near-death experiences. And I watched near-death experiences and it blew my mind. It starts with this woman who is kayaking, mm-hmm. which is like... again, aggressive. Like, right. What do you think was going to happen? But she's kayaking in Peru or something. She falls down a waterfall. Like, I would have immediately fell down that waterfall.
Yep.
And she's underwater for 30 minutes.
No.
There is no oxygen going to your brain.
Right.
Like, there's...
You're dead.
Yeah. You're dead. You're done. And she said
okay,
that
okay, this is two podcasts in a row that we've laughed about death. And, like, it's not funny.
Like, you guys, grand this scheme, is how we deal with our problems. Like, I have nervous laughter. I will laugh about anything.
No, literally.
So they finally like get her out of the water. 30 minutes mm-hmm. underwater. You're dead.
Yeah.
And she basically says that she has this. She goes. You know, she's like time is like irrelevant.
Yeah.
She sees like. People that have passed away, they're talking to her, it's beautiful, and they're like, you're not ready yet. And she's like, no, like I'm ready. And they're like, you're not ready yet. And then she goes back into her body, she wakes up, and they're in the middle of nowhere Peru, and an ambulance randomly is there. Like, there was no way an ambulance should have been there.
How'd she wake up? People saw her in the water.
Well, she was, like, kayaking with a bunch of people, and they couldn't find her, and a guy finally, like, saw her backpack and felt her leg. Like, she was sunk. She was done.
Yeah.
And she had to, like, learn how to speak again, walk again. Like, her brain was shut off for 30 minutes. But she had that experience. So I'm like, okay, maybe it was, like, a weird little, like, dreamy thing that happens.
Right.
Then there's a woman mm-hmm. who gets pregnant. And she will not stop telling everyone around her, I'm going to die with this pregnancy. And she's never been like psychic or anything. It's just, she's like, I can't tell you the feeling I had, but it was like a certainty I'm going to die. And everyone's like, okay, hormones, calm down.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to die. During the pregnancy, she dies. She flatlines. She's dead.
During giving like, birth or just during the
giving
pregnancy?
Giving birth.
Okay.
Giving birth. And... the doctor, they interviewed the doctor, and the doctor is like, I knew she talked about this. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I could not believe that she was right. And then the woman explains that she left her body and then watched what was going on. She was in the room.
Yeah.
And she explains it. And the doctor goes, the stuff she said that she heard in the room and saw, like mm-hmm. saw.
Yeah.
Because there's no way she could see it. She was behind a curtain.
Right.
Was insane.
Like, she knew everything that
happened. She was a spirit in the room. Yeah. She could see, like, what it looked like that they were stuffing in her and stuff. And there was a curtain in between. There was no way she could have seen that. And then she had a similar story where someone was like, "You're not ready." And she went back down. Then a guy, I saw, he died. Like, something happened where he fell off something. And he saw his dad. And like, it's the same kind of light thing that they describe. And his dad is like, "I love you, I love you, you're not ready." And they say it changes their whole perspective afterwards on life, because they're like, you realize there's an afterlife, but you don't even know how to deal with this current life, because you see it as just like a stepping stone in like the larger existence. And they have to go to like therapy to deal with how to function after near-death experiences, because your perspective has changed so much. You lose friendships, you get out of your relationships, like, because you're just so, like,
you're awakened. Different. Yeah, you're awakened. Okay, so this book is the 10 steps to be, like, awakened, and I totally fucking believe in it.
This one lady, she died, and they said, your son is gonna die in 10 years. And she basically goes, "Okay, I'm not gonna believe in this experience I went through unless he dies." And he died.
So it's how crazy. I had a psychic reading right before I left for Italy.
Oh my God, you didn't tell me.
I know. It was like very last minute. I just texted her and I was like, "Any chance, like, you're available?" And so we're doing the psychic reading, and she's a psychic/medium. I'm actually going on her podcast in a couple weeks, so we'll post it.
Have I seen her before?
Yes, this is one you've seen. So whatever, we're doing the reading, and she says, "Are you like booking a cruise to Alaska?" And I was like, "Oh my God." So the past couple of weeks, yeah, right? No, right? You're like dumbfounded. Because I have not said this to anyone, not a single person have I brought this up to. And Craig has been annoying the shit out of me to go on a cruise. And I'm like, "I'm not going on a fucking cruise, Craig. I already know that I would hate it."
Honestly, so off brand.
And he was like, "I really just want to go on a cruise to Alaska. Like, I think it would be sick to visit Alaska." And I was like, "We will go in like 30 years. Like, I'm
never.
Not.
We'll go yeah, never. No,
literally. Never. I was just
mark
like.
Mark never down on your calendar."
Yeah. I was like, "We'll go like at a different time." And she says, and I was like, "Oh my God, that is crazy. I actually was just talking about this." And she was like, "Okay, well, I just want to let you know that your family that has passed is like laughing so hard because they know how much you don't want to go, but I have to tell you that you do go. Like, you will go with your husband later in life, and you actually will have the best time ever. But your family wants me to tell you that they're going to come with you solely because they know you don't want to be there so bad, and they think that's hilarious." And I was like, first of all, that's so my fucking family to be like, like, joking on me from
we're
like
gonna come
heaven
to shit on you the whole time.
Yeah, like, we're coming just to like shit on you. And so, like, I believe, like, I genuinely believe in psychics and mediums and like all of this shit, and I cannot wait to download this and watch it on the plane.
Well, what was really cool about it's called Surviving Death on Netflix.
Okay.
They interview neuroscientists who study near-death experiences, and they're basically like, there is only so much science can prove.
Yeah.
And science can't disprove it.
If you ask me, the number one thing I'm scared of in this world, it's the human brain. It's the fact that we don't know anything about the human brain.
Yep.
And if you get into like an accident and you have brain damage, they're like, "We don't know if like you could wake up, but we don't know." And like, I think that's terrifying.
Since the beginning of time, people want to understand what happens after you die. And I do have to say, mm-hmm. I went through my atheist period. Atheist era,
yeah,
one might say, where I was just like, it goes black and yeah. It sucks, but it goes black, let's stop.
Yeah.
And then like speaking to certain people and the stuff they've said about like people who have passed away in my life, mm-hmm. to me, I've been like, oh. And I am spiritual in a way where like I feel like I was put on this planet for a reason.
Yeah. You yeah.
Or I would just, I mean, trigger warning, I'd kill myself if I didn't feel like I had a purpose.
Right.
Of some form.
Right.
Like, yours is fast fashion. your Amazon storefront. They go, this lady is going to create a palace out of her Amazon storefront, and and she's going to change the lives of so many women that cannot afford Gucci.
Oh my God. That was good.
Jesus Christ.
No, but I do believe in all of that too. And I think like being spiritual, like you can believe in whatever religion you want, like totally, like think whatever you want. Being spiritual though, I think is such a different feeling. Like I can be Catholic and believe in like Easter and still believe like in these like spiritual things.
This is a perfect segue for me to discuss the cult's documentary that I've been watching that you have to watch as well.
Okay.
Like this is actually a really, really good one.
Okay.
It's called Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey on Netflix.
Okay.
It's about the fundamentalists. So they're like the Mormons that the Mormon people are like, okay, calm down. Like they're the extreme Mormons.
Okay.
They were kicked out of the Mormon church because they believe in polygamy.
Okay. Okay.
So there's this guy who says he's
a prophet.
Are they
on TikTok?
They started on TikTok and they're thriving. So yeah, the fundamentalists are like fundamentalists of the Mormon church, whatever. They have like all these acronyms. It's super confusing. Mm-hmm. But there's a prophet and they're like, the prophet's never going to die. And this motherfucking prophet had 65 wives. Like Nick Cannon is shaking. Like the amount of admin.
Wait, first
to have 65 wives, are you fucking kidding me? Apparently they like line up to say goodnight to him and like he'll pick one of them to have sex with.
The other day I was talking like in a normal conversation and I was like, yeah, and like apparently this happened, and Craig goes, say it again. And I looked at him and I was just like, apparently. And it was like such a cute romantic moment.
Wait, does he listen? I have to know.
I don't know if he listens to our podcast in full, but I think people send him shit all the time. So then he'll go and like look for that part and listen to it. I think people are like, Paige is really mean about you.
And then he listens and he's like, valid, honestly, valid points. Yeah.
It's like, she's funny.
I think Des sneaky listens. Like he says he doesn't, but I think he'll be in the car sometimes and he'll like miss us.
I think he does too, because I'll sneaky listen to like Pillows and Beer sometimes.
Yeah, I'll sneaky listen to Des's, or my mom would be like, oh my God, Des nothing mentioned.
My mom listens to everything. If you have a podcast and you need listeners, hit my mom up because she'll fucking listen. Like, she's like doing research.
Yeah, and she's also doing her all the shit she has to do in her job, her home. No. It's a good background noise to know who she needs to be mad at.
For sure.
So the prophet, everyone's like, he's never going to die. Obviously, this motherfucker dies.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, no. Is everything we believe in a lie?
When was this? Like, what year is this?
Recent. Okay. Like, so in the past 40, 50 years.
Okay, he died recently in the past 40, 50
years. He died, and then his son, he has a bunch of sons, but he, like, chose one son. And this son basically, like, gets all the women to say, like, no, the son is the prophet. So he gets
chosen. The sibling rivalry has to be insane in that family.
Basically, the dad always loved that guy, and the other sons just kind of admitted it. And this guy turns out to be a full monster, and he makes the women all, like, it takes them, like, 3 hours to do their hair in the morning. They have to do this, like, kind of, like, snooky puff and then, like, French braid in the back that takes forever.
Where do they live?
Utah. Actually, Utah, yeah. But he makes everyone move, like, 6,000 of them to, like, the border of Utah and Arizona because it's more secluded.
Okay.
Because they said the world was going to end when the Olympics went to Aspen. So they had to move. And then the world doesn't
just
end.
Like
I don't know.
I don't know. The chicest place in the country. And they're like,
the world doesn't end in Aspen. There's too much good skiing.
I'm sorry. So, have you had a hot toddy on a slope? I don't think so.
I'm sorry. Opry ski is maybe heaven.
Fucking
I don't know.
Fucking vibes. This is a ski podcast. But you will not speak about Aspen.
You
will.
How dare you? So they basically go like, wait, weren't we supposed to, the world was supposed to end? Instead, it was just like a pretty good Olympics. And he, of course, they come up with more lives. Like, oh, well, we have more stuff to do on this earth or some shit. And then this is the problem. The girls get married off at 14.
In the United States anyone. Of America?
So the prophet decides who everyone marries. And there's this the cutest story of this girl who's like, I started staring. I know I'm not supposed to think about boys. This guy and I like locked eyes. We're both like, they're both 12. They have their first crush. They start talking to each other on the phone at night, even though they're not supposed to. They fall in love. And then she gets chosen at 14 to marry someone else. And she's sobbing on her wedding day.
Yeah.
She hates it. And she escapes. The prophet gets the guy she's in love with to say, come back and you'll get to marry me. She comes back. They kick that guy out of the cult and she has to go back with her husband. Like, truly fucked up things.
Wait, then that's insane.
And the government actually is starting to like be aware of this. Like, there's like polygamy is, I guess they can get around it sometime. It's illegal.
Yeah.
But like, I guess they... It's whatever.
If it's a religion, the child bride I feel like
thing is like really bad. The child bride thing, I don't care what religion it is. That's not okay.
Not okay.
So they're basically trying to prove it. Long story short, everyone watched it. I don't want to give it away, but like it's
what
naughty.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. You guys, we have so much good stuff.
No, we have so much good stuff. What were you going to say? What was happening in pop culture?
Oh, okay. I just wrote some notes. Brandon Jenner.
Oh yeah, what
commented
on Kylie's picture? Kylie's
photo of like her bikini that shows nipples.
What like did he say?
He was like, he said like, haha, love it or something. It was weird.
Yeah, that's so weird.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to Google exactly, but like, how would you feel if your uncle?
No, that's her brother.
Brother?
Yeah.
No. If my brother commented, fans are creeped out.
That's her older brother.
Yeah. Ew,
that makes me no.
I'm trying, but everyone like attacked him and no one addressed it. I don't know what he wrote. Wow, front page news is way harder than it looks, you guys.
Wait, I do have one funny thing to say that I wrote down in the notes.
What?
Okay, so Hannah went to the bank the other day and she left she left her ID at the bank, and I rarely will answer a phone number that I don't know like the number, or like I'm not expecting a call from some random person, so like I never answer. And the other day my phone was ringing and I just like happened to answer it, and they were like, hi, Hannah. And I was like, no, this isn't Hannah. And they're like, hi, this is like blah, 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 blah bank in like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, this is Paige DeSorbo. Like, I own an account with her. Like, what's going on? She's like, oh, just calling to like let you know Hannah left her ID here. And so then I was thinking, like, I know they called me because I'm also listed on the thing, but like there was a moment that I was like, I am Hannah Berner's emergency contact. And then I was thinking,
oh, you felt like, some power.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, if Hannah gets into a car accident, like I have to be present, because who will know?
Who will be there for Hannah? You
who will be there?
She's a toddler leaving her ID everywhere. What actually happened though is she took my ID like early on,
yeah,
and she forgot to give it back.
Yeah, that's
admin that I'm not responsible for.
That's admin 101.
If you take my ID, don't yell at me for forgetting it. You took it from me.
You were supposed to remember that you took it and you should have given it back. Like, that's not on
me. I looked at her. I said, anything else? Are we good here? And she said, we are done. Thank you. Have a great day. I said, you have a blessed day. Have a blessed day, ma'am. I didn't know she was stealing my fucking identity.
You're like, I'm not religious, but have a blessed day.
Blessed.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorn. Thorn takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorn makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorn, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorn is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh God, okay, I found what Brandon Jenner said.
Okay.
It was it's two emojis.
Okay.
But emojis say a lot. It's the emoji where the smile is open and the eyes are like kind of like closed, like
I wish everyone could see you portraying what the emoji looks like.
I nailed it.
Okay. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
And then the like hands up like a concert, like hands up like woo, like
with
that.
The thumbs together or
no? Yeah. With the thumbs together like
okay, uncomfy. I think no emoji would have been appropriate here. I think the only comment that would have been appropriate.
Yeah, what's an appropriate comment?
Coming from your older brother, would the only appropriate comment is
stop.
Take it down. Delete this. No.
You're 1,000% right. If my brother wrote stop, I'd be like, so appropriate. That was such
appropriate.
A great immediate thing to say because most of the internet was probably thinking that too.
Right.
And he. For him to laugh, smile, and then...
I'm sorry, hands up emoji?
Hands up?
No.
You're done.
No.
Like, that is... That
you're
is,
dead.
What court is he going to?
He's apologizing to not only the Academy, but he's apologizing to Mormonism. He's apologizing to the Amish. Like, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate.
Also, not to like name drop, but I did find out that Snooki is a fan of the pod.
I'm sorry, Hannah. We've been talking now for a full hour and I've talked all about Italy and like literal juice heads that are here, and you've waited till now to tell me that Nicole Snooki Polizzi, I called her by her government name, is a fan of the pod.
Okay, so the way I know this is I went into Barstool. They have a new podcast called Out and About.
Okay.
With her best friend, Joey.
Yes.
And his last name, I don't want to get it wrong. I think
it's Camasta. I've seen some really funny videos of him.
Joey Camasta.
Yes.
He basically walks in and like he's like, you're my best friend. Like, he'd love you.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I send like your clips.
Yeah.
To Snooki, and we laugh. And I go, wait, not only does she know who I am, but she laughs.
That's the thing. Like, you could not know anything about me. You could actually hate me. Mm-hmm. I don't care. But if you laugh at something I say, you're my friend.
That's why I think the haters hate us at times. Because they don't want to laugh.
But they're laughing. But
they laugh. But they're like, I don't want to laugh, but that shit was low-key fun.
They're relating, because everything we say on here is the truth.
They go, I hate her style. But that was, and Hannah needs a shower, but that was
funny.
That was funny. So Snooki, like, where's the beach? Like,
I also, let's just talk, how many times, not one time, did we go to the beach at your bachelorette party? How many times did we ask where it was? Like, how many times did we just randomly,
where's the beach?
Like,
look, Jersey Shore raised us, and raised. As Italian Americans, some people were like, this is not representational, and I just said, no one's Italian on Jersey Shore.
I know, it's actually kind of hilarious. I know Vinny is.
Vinny's the only Italian.
Vinny's the only one. Vinny, I low-key... Is it you that loves Vinny too? No, it's
I
Sierra.
Do love Vinny, but like, I would fuck Pauly. You could have Vinny.
So interesting, because I feel like I'd want to vibe out with Pauly. Like, that would be like my friend. But I feel like I would want to date Vinny.
In another life, and it could have happened, there was a moment where, like, we were on reality TV together, and Vinny and Pauly were doing their, like, show.
Yes.
That I was like, do we go to MTV?
I was like, wait a second. There is a concept here.
Yeah, but, like, fuck the contest. Like, we just go straight to double date.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. I feel like we could also, even the four of us, could host some type of game show. I don't know why.
Oh, my God. I love that. Well, it's just like, they're so funny together. They are the giggly squad of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, they are. They really, yeah.
How did Pauly do so much reality TV and stay out of the drums?
No, I think about it all the time, and it's so funny, because when I first started reality TV, the only advice my brother gave to me was, hey, just be like the Pauly of Summer House. Cut to, fuck you fucking bitch.
No, but like, our first two seasons were the Pauly and Vinny.
Vinny. Yeah, and then.
And then I don't know where it went wrong. But you know what it is? It's way more interesting to see like girls fight. Like, people don't want to see Pauly fight.
No.
They want Pauly to be on the side being like, yeah, that girl's crazy.
Yeah, like, I only want to hear. But sometimes when Vinny would fight, I would like
he
to.
He was a sensitive.
Yes,
soul.
He's sensitive. I feel like he's definitely a Cancer.
He's a Cancer.
He has to be.
He's give Cancer vibes. And the thing, you know, I like about Pauly, because I love emotionally unavailable men. Mm-hmm. Man, that man is so emotionally unavailable. That man has never shown an emotion. Literally just knows where the cabs are, and that's it. And hilarious. And I'd be like, I'm going to find his broken heart. And then, like, I won't find it.
I also think Vinny and Pauly have done also, any name with a Y on the end, I am here for. Like, I feel like when I think of my life and, like, I think of my future husband, I think of me yelling up the stairs and he has a Y at the end of his name, because I need to be like Pauly or Vinny. Like, that is just in me who I am.
Do you want to hear the cutest thing?
Yeah.
So my Nana, her Nana still got it on Instagram. Follow her. Her husband, who's an angel. His name is Johnny. Johnny, Johnny, get the camera, Johnny. Her son is named John.
Yep.
You know what she calls him? Johnny Boy. Johnny Boy and Johnny. Johnny, Johnny, no, where's it. Johnny Boy?
I think
he's the most adorable. And Johnny Boy is in his 50s.
Grown man. I think my favorite part of your wedding was before we even got there, and your and Nana coming up the stairs, and your papa just like immediately. Now the man is older; he can't walk at a fast pace. Literally speed demon to her to like grab her arm to make sure she can get down the stairs, and now like they're helping each other, but really he's helping her and she's like, help me. And it's like, okay, but we're the same age.
Sacrificed her life so she could look smooth while getting to the stairs. Yeah, in her
like,
outfit.
It's just, it was so heartwarming. And I was like, if my husband at 80 years old is not helping me down the stairs while simultaneously telling me I look stunning, I don't want it.
Also, let's be honest, life would have been a lot easier if she wasn't wearing heels at 80 years old to go down the stairs. That's going to kill them both, to
she
be
was
honest.
Like,
that's going to be how they go down.
This is a look. I feel like I'd be fine. Like, she'd be fine with that. Like, if that's how it happens in heels.
She would rather like, die than wear flats to my wedding.
Oh, my God. For sure. For sure. She said to me, she was like, I didn't think I could find like a low heel that was like fancy enough, but I did it. I did it. And I was like, yeah, you did, Nana.
I would love to be a fly on the wall for your guys' conversations.
It was pretty
like, about life and stuff.
At one moment, we just looked at each other and said that we loved each other.
At one point, we just looked at each other and we're like, wow, God really gave us good genetics, didn't he? Wow, isn't it gross to be around all these ugly people right now? Like, do you feel disgusted? Because I am.
Okay, I was like, you look amazing. She's like, no, you look amazing. I was like, oh my God, Nana.
Oh my God, deep down, Nana's going to kill me, but deep down, she would love to have you as her god, her granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, swapping us for a day, she wouldn't care.
I don't have a grandmother anymore. And so like when I see Nana, I think of it as like, well, that's my Nana. When I DM her, I'm like, hey, Nana. Like,
she's honestly all the Gigglers.
And
Nana.
I don't think about it at all. Like, I don't think it's weird at all. I'm like, Nana, you look so good tonight. And she's like, thank you.
I mean, she crushed that look.
She crushed the wedding. She was really nervous about like wearing brown, but she looked so good. She matched her jewelry. She looked so elegant and chic.
Always. You guys... It did always end talking about my wedding. Thank you guys so much for giggling with us. You guys have a lot of watching to do. You have to catch up. We have so much more to talk about. Next week, we're going to get the finale of Paige's Italian family vacation.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Thanks for giggling with us. See ya.
Bye.